Hey y'all, you are listening to another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Sorry y'all, it's been a while. Where we free better self and spirit and make peace with the day through wisdom, education, and practical, easy to follow tips. I'm your host, Maria, your spiritual homegirl, who's also a mental health professional. Happy Aries season, happy Easter season, happy spring, happy April. I'm really excited. I have been wanting to record an Arian update episode for a while, but you know how sometimes when you want to do something, but it's not 100% there. I said, I'm getting there. And I'm kind of popping out of my hibernation. I'm all the way out now. But I was just like, eh. And shout out to a couple of my homegirls. They're also Aries women, and they understand the hibernation. So we all kind of been hibernating in our own way. Happy belated birthday to my girl, Dia. Love you so much. She's been my friend for over 20 years. I just wanted to give her a happy, happy birthday shout out. And happy birthday tomorrow to my sis, Allie Poo. And today's episode, Where do we start? I've just been really quiet, and I've also been very in my season too. For those who don't know, I'm about to be very insufferable in the best way. Y'all know I like to cut up during my season, and one thing I've always noticed though, and a lot of my Aries folks have, we've talked about this and we kind of come to our own consensus on this. Whenever our season comes up, it's very passionate. And I don't mean in a like a romantic way. I mean passionate, like a warfare kind of energy. And am I saying, oh, it's spiritual warfare? No. I'm saying that there's a renewed initiative type of energy. Like I'm going to be determined. I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to make sure I do what I need to do, and nobody's going to stop me. And I would pray nobody try to stop me, because it's going to be on and popping if somebody tries to stop me. That type of bold Aries energy is what I'm talking about. And as your homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I'm telling y'all to please temper yourselves. And when I say you, I mean me as well. I'm never above anything I say. Y'all know this about me for the last umpteenth amount of years. And I know that in my younger years, Aries season was when I was always getting in the most trouble, or when the trouble would start. I had a very quick temper, and you couldn't even stare too long at me. Like, that's how quick my temper used to be. And I can talk about it now because I'm through that. And the beautiful thing about Spiritual Homegirl is that I help a lot of other firecrackers like myself, Aries or not, help their temper. And that's important during this season, because it's a lot of stuff that's pulling at our emotions, our energy, our spirit, our emotions, a lot of things that's testing your faith, a lot of things that are in society or even in your own house, in your social circle, at your job, in your relationship, whatever it is. Please temper yourself, okay? Don't make any kind of moves. For my astrology folks out there, the retrogrades are retrograding. This could be a time for you to pause anyway. Venus or Mercury, whatever, you know, if that's what you're also following, whatever it is. All I'm saying is to please, before y'all get the hauling off, and y'all know what I mean, please just think about it. Just think, hear my voice in your head. Temper yourself, boo friend. Don't do nothing yet. Don't. Show love to yourself first. You love yourself more than whatever you about to do. You love yourself more than whatever consequence you about to do by turning up. Don't do it. Turn down. Don't even turn up or turn down. Just sit. Sit. Remove yourself. Take a few minutes. Please. Please. Think it through. Call a friend. Call a family member. Somebody that's not going to... Don't call a gasoline friend. And what I mean by a gasoline friend is somebody that'll hype you up even more to crash out. Please don't. Please don't. Also, there's a lot of projection going on too. Now, some people, again, my astrology folks, they'll say, oh, that's retrograde. That's Mercury all day. You know, and it is what it is, but whatever it is, please ignore it. They're like, please. The projection is it's a lot of confusion. And people will, Well, didn't I tell y'all the stories about the projection being real? There was a time where I posted something on Instagram, and this lady that I've never met in my life, I don't think I've told y'all this, but we can share it today. There was a woman that I never met in a whole different part of the world who somehow thought that because I made a post about a general situation that a lot of us go through, that I was somehow talking about her. me and like five other people that I don't know. I've never shared online community with them or in-person community with them, but they were either Christian accounts or spiritual accounts. And she lumped me into these groups of, I guess, four other people who didn't know her, saying that we were plotting on her and that we've been spying on her and that we want to harm her. And I thought that was wild. And I said, wow. My thing is, when it comes to posts, right? And I see it a lot on Threads more than anything. I've been seeing it a lot on Threads. So Threads, shout out to y'all. It's been the inspiration for today. But just because somebody says something about a situation don't mean they're talking about you. It don't even mean they're talking about themselves. They're addressing a situation that probably the people they engage with are talking about. And I saw that on Threads today. Literally, all this person said was, and I'm not going to say what because I don't want to be messy and have y'all looking for the exchange. This person said something about a topic, and I saw about five people out of maybe 25, 30 responses, and I stopped scrolling after that, about 5 to 10 people just going off. And I'm looking, again, mind you, like I'm looking and I'm like, where is the connection between what they're saying in response into the original post? And I didn't see it. And what I'm saying to y'all, again, is please don't, if the shoe don't fit, don't make it fit. If the shoe fit, it's up to you to see if you're going to walk in it. Y'all know I'm very direct. Me personally, I've never been a subber. Y'all know I don't move like that. Those that know me off here, y'all know I will gladly, never mind put an address on it, I'll just pull up to the address if it's that important. Not to start a mess, but just to give it to you direct. But I'm not a person that believes in rage baiting or trying to make people upset for engagement. And I see that a lot. And that's reverse projection, because people need to do whatever they need to do to get attention. So they're going to say stuff to get you mad and riled up. So it goes both ways. But going back to what I said earlier about tempering yourself and being cool, do not let these folks rage bait you into a response. They need that energy. They need you upset. They need you angry. They need you reactive. They want that from you. Please don't give that to them. And then on the other hand, if someone is saying something and it's a very general situation, if it doesn't have an address, leave it on the playground. It might not be for you. It might not be for anybody. And then, of course, with projection, never assume that it's about something you think you know or don't know about somebody. You just don't know where people's inspirations come from. It's a very, I don't want to say nuanced because that's so cliche, but it's a very interesting topic to dive into when it comes to projection. Because sometimes we project on people and we don't even know. A lot of us may not want to admit it because it shows that we have a flaw. And I know that in the social media age, nobody wants to look like we're human, but we are. I'll tell you some common examples. If you're in corporate America, you're trying to go for a position that is a promotion. If somebody tells you, oh, they're going to probably give it to that white man, they're probably not going to give it to you. Projection, probably from their own experience, probably because they don't, you know, for whatever reason, they don't think that it's going to happen to you. It's usually personal. It has nothing to do with you. Another example is in relationships. Oh, he or she is probably out there cheating. They didn't answer their phone for a couple hours. I mean, they probably out with that girl or that boy. Or, you know, I remember when my man or my husband or fiance or husband, ex-wife, whatever. I remember when they wouldn't respond and they were out kicking it with somebody else. Projection. Please don't respond to that. Another one with your friends. Oh, they probably, you know, she's friends with a girl that don't like you. So that means that, you know, they probably talking about your business to that girl. Just be careful, okay? A lot of wires get crossed up around this time, as we know. It never fails. Please just temper yourself and pause before you react. And you know what? Let's investigate it. If you feel a way, sit with it. Why do I feel a way? Did this person actually do something to me? Did they say something to me? Did they say something about me? Do I know this for certain? How do I know this for certain? If you have no to any of those answers, then what are you tripping on? And I have to use this as well. I've had to use it as well. And at this point, I've always been a, If it ain't addressed to me, I don't care. And I've been like that for some time. But when I was reactive, I had to tell myself these things because, again, I was reacting. And I wasn't, and it was really react first, ask questions later. I'll deal with it when I deal with it. And that's not a healthy way to approach things. And I'm telling y'all this as somebody who's, who doesn't want y'all to do that. I'm not going to go as far as to say that I was a crash out, because that label is a very weird label to take on, because it means different things to different people. And as we've seen with some of the recent news headlines, it really is subjective what it means to crash out. But I'm just telling you, just this is the season where we hold our peace. We hold our peace. We move on with love. We're getting joy. We're having fun. We're reclaiming our time. We're reclaiming our happiness. We're rebuilding or celebrating the village we have. We're just doing it up in a positive way. It's always about love. Love is the power of all of this. It's the gas in the car of success. It's the gas in the car of abundance. If you want to add faith in there too, faith in there as well. There's so many different things that could go into your car. What's going in your car? What's fueling you? Is it rage bait? Is it projection content? Is it your insecurities? Is it your own drama? What is it? And if it's the bad type of gas or an unhealthy type of gas, it's time to switch the quality of what you're fueling yourself with. Go from 87 to 93. Do what you have to do, okay? I just wanted to put that message on y'all. I got some other updates. There's, what's some other updates? Ooh, trying to think. We're going to talk about money very soon. I love talking about finances. And for those who don't remember, in LA, I used to do like the Spirit of Finance workshops and things like that. And I've spoken on panels about like our attitudes towards money. What else have we talked about that? Well, I haven't talked about with y'all. Life is really cool. Life is good. I know some of y'all have been like, you haven't really been on social media. I haven't, because living life offline, that's just kind of been my focus as of lately. And I know for the social media experts, they'll say that's not a good idea, homegirl. You're supposed to show up. Yeah, but showing up for me and showing up for my family is much more important at this time. I'm going to be honest. At some point, I realized that I'm not going to say I took time from my family, but I just knew that I was very intentional with why I have not posted as much on social media. I like my family. I want to spend time with them. And I want to spend time with them in ways that don't require posting all the time. I don't want to have to. I'm not in that space right now. And I'm going to jump out of it at some point because, again, like I said, my hibernation is over. But I've really been enjoying the seeds that I've been sowing and watering with those closest to me. And that's very important to me. I value family so much. And that's from, you know, Bay on down. And I don't talk about him a lot because, you know, I like to keep things sacred. But I just have just been in a space where I've just been really enjoying life. And I tap in when the spirit tells me to. And like I said, the hibernation is over and I'll slowly gradually get back to more regular posting. But I just encourage anybody that is feeling overworked or feeling like they need to pause and take a step back. This may be your opportunity to do so. And there's nothing wrong with that. Please don't ever apologize. And the only thing I would also say is invite God to everything you do. That's a lesson that I always keep learning as I get older. I'm very much human. Like I said, I'm never perfect. I'm never above the things I say. But one thing I can share with y'all is that mustard seed mindset that has been a game changer. I went and bought some mustard seeds so I could look at them and see and visualize, like, this is the amount of faith I need to get through. That's beautiful. It's wild because it's so small, but it's so powerful. And another thing that I have been working with is just continuing to work with, because it's a constant, like, decade long lesson for me. But it's just inviting God in everything that you do. We're always taught to be a boss, be self-made and all this other stuff. And it's like, well, where is God in all that? Where's your higher power in all of that? Yes, we have the ability to do things for ourselves. But if you saying that you are of God's image or you're a God on earth, like some people may believe, and there's no shade to that, no shade to that. So I'm not being shady or passive aggressive when I say that. But you still got to tap in with the higher power, don't you? So just it's like no matter how small, it could be just driving to the store. Just invite God to go with you. Yes, God is everywhere, but it's different when you intentionally invite God into your life and into different parts of your life. And what I can say is that it has been absolutely a game changer. It has. Again, everybody's going to have different results based on their level of intention and based on what their own individual circumstances are. But as your homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win. I'm going to always say that because I do. It's done wonders for me. And I'm really grateful for that. So, you know, just wanted to put that out there. But y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears as I've grown and evolved on this journey of life. Whenever you feel like tapping in. And I really appreciate that. So please go forth, be great, live, love, laugh, be happy, be joyous. Don't call or respond, I should say, to everything that calls your name. Don't even try to make a shoe fit. Forget that shoe. If that shoe ain't delivered to your house, don't worry about it. Okay? Live your life. Be happy. Be joyous. And be faithful. So this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, your spiritual homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love. Okay? Love y'all. Peace.